AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Hurricane Melissa is forecast to make landfall in Jamaica today. The powerful storm has reached Category 5 strength. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness says people are preparing for the hardship ahead.
Gathered as prayer warriors, as many have done, to pray for our nation.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the remains of a hostage returned by Hamas overnight are body parts of a hostage who was recovered in Gaza by Israeli troops almost 2 years ago. Hamas says it's struggling to locate the bodies amid the destruction in Gaza, but Israel accuses the militant group of purposely delaying their return. President Trump is in Japan, where he met with the country's newly elected Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. Takaichi must solidify her relationship with Trump while defending her country's economic interests. One idea being floated by Japan's government is to buy a fleet of American Ford F-150 trucks. It's day 28 of the government shutdown, and Republicans are facing voter frustration over rising health care premiums. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
While notices of rising health insurance premiums are landing in voters' mailboxes, sending some to town halls to vent their frustration as they face losing their health care coverage due to skyrocketing premiums as subsidies expire, Republicans are doubling down on their efforts to oppose the Affordable Care Act. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know that it is subsidizing bad policy.
Democrats say that expired tax credits that kept costs lower should be extended and are refusing to reopen the government until they are. Republicans say they want a broader overhaul of the health care system. Johnson says,
it's because it's very complicated to fix. But Republicans have a long list of ideas.
However, no clear plan has yet been presented in writing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. India is trying to clear New Delhi's smog by using a cloud seeding technique. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Indian authorities have conducted a cloud seeding experiment over New Delhi to induce rainfall and clear the city's toxic air. A plane sprayed chemicals into clouds on Tuesday to encourage rain and wash pollutants from the air, which remains in the very poor category. Cloud seeding has been used in drought-prone regions, but experts say its effectiveness is uncertain. Delhi Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa says the trial lasted nearly 30 minutes, with more planned for the coming days. Critics argue that long-term solutions are needed to reduce pollution rather than temporary measures like cloud seeding. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.